Today's Amud for Chazara is Ma'ikatan Chavav HaMabeis. We're holding on the bottom of Chavav HaMadalev, second line from the bottom, Tan Rabbanan. So says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, V'kulan Rishon, L'shalon, Ulamalon, Lakdon, L'soysen, Kamin Sulamais. All these people that we said before, they have a din when they tear Kriya, that they're not allowed to be Misachin, they can't sew their Beged back together after they tear. They are allowed to sew it in these certain ways that are very unprofessional. The only thing he's not allowed to do is he's not allowed to be mesachin, which is a professional type of sewing back together. And Rav Chista qualified, he said, even that which he's not allowed to be mesachin, it means he's not allowed to be mesachin in ichui of Alexandria, in an Alexandrian ichui, which is very professional. Tan Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, Hakireya mitoicha shlal, mitoicha mlal, mitoicha leka, mitoicha sulamais. If one sewed back together his beged, his tear, in one of these unprofessional ways, and then he tears it again, he's lo yatsa. That's not considered a kriya, because being that the sewing wasn't very professional, we don't view it as it being sewn back together. So if he tore it back in that place, he didn't really do any new kriya. It already was torn. Mitoicha icha yatsa. But if he sewed it back together professionally, so then if he rips it again, then he is yaitse. And Rav Chista ubeichoy Alexandri, it's talking about again an Alexandrian ichoy. That's when we consider it very professional, and we consider the beged as being sewn back together. Tan Rabbanan, Rashi lahavchoy mata ulachaisa. A person, even though he's not allowed to be misachen, if he turns the beged upside down, so now the tear which was on the top of the beged is now on the bottom, which is not a makom of kriya. So now he is allowed to be misachen. Reb Shimon Lazar aiser lachaisa. He says that no, he's not allowed to be misachen. Ukeshem shahamaycher asul lachaisai kachalokeach asul lachaisai. Just like the seller, the one who tore the kriya, he's not allowed to be misachen. So too, even if he sells it, the buyer is also not allowed to be misachen. And therefore, it's important that the seller informs the buyer that even though you see it's torn, you think you're getting a good deal, you could just sew it back together. No, you're not allowed to, because I tore kriya for one of these reasons. He has to tell him, and therefore you're not allowed to be misachen. Tan Rabbanan, Tchilas kriya tefach v'teisefa shalish etzbois divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir's shita is that the original shear for kriya is a tefach. If he's maisef, like we had before, being maisef for Yerushalayim, being maisef for another mace, so then the dinay safa is just three etzbois. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Tchilas kriya shalish etzbois u'teisefa kolshu. The original shear is three etzbois, and for being maisef, he could be maisef even a kolshu. And Amar Ula, halacha k'ra Meir b'kriya, the shear kriya is like Rabbi Meir is a tefach, that the Teisefes could be even a kol shu. And Tani Nami Achi, we learned in the Brace like this as well, that that's the halacha, because it says, Rabbi Yaisi Aimer, Tchilas Kriya Tefek, V'Teisefes Kol Shu, like we just said, and Teisefes points out that the halacha always follows Rabbi Yaisi when he argues with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Tana Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, Amru Le Meis Aviv V'Kara Meis Benoi V'Hosef. If let's say they tell a person that his father died and he tore Kriya, and then they tell him that his son died, so he's Meisef, and he tears it even lower down. So then Tachnu Misachet, the bottom part of the tear, which he did for his son, he's allowed to be Misachet. Al Yonin Misachet, the upper part of the tear, which was for his father, and there's a Din in Misachet, so that he's not allowed to be Misachet. Meis Benoi V'Kara Meis Aviv V'Hosef, in the reverse case, where he's first told that his son died and he tore kriya, and then he's told that his father died and he was maisef, so then the halacha is the opposite. The elyon misache, the higher part of the tier, which was for his son, again, that he could be misache. Tachtin in the misache, and this time the tachtin is not allowed to be misache, because the tachtin was for his father. Meis aviv, meis imay, meis achiv, meis achaisai, if he's informed that all of his relatives died, his father, his mother, his brother, his sister, so then kairea kare echa the kulon, he's allowed to tear one kriya for everybody. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Imer, al kulon kare echad, al aviv imay kare echad. He tears one tear for everyone else and one tear for his parents. It's a separate tear. He can't just be maisif onto his parents' tear. V'vishayimay sifin al kare aviv imay, because he can't just add on to the tear that he does for his parents. My time, why not? I'm Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, l'fishayinan b'taysefas, because it's not appropriate that he should add onto his parents' tear for someone else. And Amar Shmuel halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, the halacha we go to Chumra, we go to k'Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, that a person has to do a separate tier. Now I ask the Gemara, mi Amar Shmuel hachi, did Shmuel really paskin the Chumra by a din in Hilchos Avelos? But Amar Shmuel halacha k'divrei Meikel be'evil. Shmuel says that the halacha always follows the Meikel. Says the Gemara, Avelos Luchud and Kriya Luchud. He passes like the Meiko when it comes to Avelos. But by Kriya, there's times where he could even go to Chumra. Now, ad heichon kireya, until what part of the bega does a person have to tear? Ad tiburai, until his navel. V'yesh oimer ma'libai, and some say until his heart. And afa pishen rayin ledavar, zeich ledavar, there's a remez to this, that it's until the heart. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, ukiru levavchem v'albigdeichem, that you should tear until your heart, you should tear your heart and not your clothing. So we see tearing by the heart, that's a remez that the din kriya is until the lave. Hegila tiburai, let's say a person, he kept tearing kriya on his beged, and now he already got to his tibur, and he wants to, he has to tear kriya again, and he doesn't want to waste another beged, he wants to tear the same beged. So then the halacha is marchin shalosh etzbayis v'kireya, he could distance himself 3 etzbayis away from the first tier, and he could tear again until he gets to his tiburai. Says the Gemara, Nismali Milafanov, let's say he continues doing that until the whole front side of his beged is filled with tears. So Machziru Lachairav, he could turn the beged backwards, he make a new, neck place for his neck and everything, buttons, whatever it is, and then he could tear now the new front of his beged now, which is now empty, until he fills that up. Nismali Milamalo, once he fills that up and the entire top part of his beged is completely filled with tears, so Haivchay Milamato, you could turn the beged upside down, and now the where the tears are now on the bottom of the beged. Yeah, the machlek is before he could sew that back up or not, but now the tears are on the bottom, and now he has the whole top of the beged to tear. It's all empty. If a person initially tears his kriya on the bottom part of the beged or from the sides, so then he's not even yaitse. That's not a halachic kriya. Just a special din by Kohen Gadol, he tears kriya on the bottom of his beged because he doesn't have really a chiv to tear kriya. For him, he just tears on the bottom al tzagmas nefesh. So that's what he does. Now says the Gemara, pligu bar of masna marukva de machlekes utarvayu mishmeid abashmuel davu de shmuel v'levi. The both of them were in the name of avu de shmuel and levi. Chad amar kol shiva kireya la'achar shiva meisef. One of them said that if a person finds out of the tira of a relative during shiva, so he has to tear a new kriya, but la'achar shiva meisef, if it's after the shiva, so then he could just be meisef. V'chad amar kol shleishim kireya la'achar shleishim meisef. It's telling in shleishim, during shleishim he has to tear a new tira. After Shleishim, he could just be Maisef. Now, Maskufa Reb Zera asked, the man da Amar kol Shiva kaireya. The man da Amar who says it's Tali and Shiva. Amai, why should it be Tali and Shiva? Dili nitin l'shalulai. Mastama, because during Shiva, he's not able to sew it back together, and therefore, if he would just be Maisef, that's considered like the same original tier. It's only after Shiva where he at least could sew it back together, so then we could view when he adds to it as being a separate tier. If so, that which we said, that a woman is allowed to sew back her beged right away, even during Shiva. So, Achanami, you're going to tell me that even during Shiva, she could just be Maisef, but it didn't seem like that from before. So, says the Gemara, no. Hasam isham kvayt ishahu. There, it's not halachically, it's not midin kriya that she's allowed to sew it back together. It's just that it's covered for the isha. So, since it's not in hilchos kriya, it's not a din that she's allowed to sew it back together, if she would just be Maisef, we would still view that as being the original tier. Now, ask Reb Zera another kasha. The man da amar kol shleishim kaireya amai. Why is it talui in shleishim? Dilei nitin la'achaisai. Because he holds that so long as you're not allowed to, a person's not allowed to sew it back together professionally, so then to just be maisef is considered the original tier. So same as the previous shita, just he holds that it's, that we need it to be, that he's able to at least professionally sew it back together. Well, if so, ask Reb Zera, elu la'aviv uli imai dilei nitin la'achaisai la'ilam, for a person's parents, that he's never able to be achaisai mis. So Hachanami, you're going to tell me that even after the Shleishim, he's not allowed to be Maisif, he has to do a new tier? Didn't sound like that. So says the Gemara, no. Hasam Mishim Kvayt Aviv Imayhu. Really, in terms of Hilchos Kriya, he is allowed to be Misachin. And therefore, if he's Maisif, we'll view it as a separate tier. It was just us keep it at the aim that he doesn't sew it back together, and that's why he is still allowed to just be Maisif as long as it's after Shleishim. Tan Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, Hayotze bebeged karua lefnei ames, if somebody goes in front of the mace with a torn beged, Hareza goizel as amesim vesachayim, he's being like Gneva's das from the mason because he didn't tear kriya, and from the chayim because they think that he tore kriya. Or Shimon Gamliel Aimer, another halacha, Ha'imer lechaveira, if a person says to his friend, Hashileni chalukcha ve'ilich vavakar es abba shuchayla, let me borrow your shirt so I could go visit my father who's sick. So in this case, Reuven was borrowing Shimon's shirt, and Shimon knew exactly why Reuven was borrowing it. Reuven was going to visit his sick father. So Shimon knows that Reuven might end up finding him dead and he'll have to tear kriya. Therefore, the halacha is v'halachu matzei shemeis, if Reuven goes and he sees his father died, kaireya, he's allowed to tear kriya, even though it's not his shirt, because Shimon knew that he was was giving it for this reason. Uma'achai, and then he is allowed to stitch it back together, even though by a person's father, normally he's not allowed to be mesachin. This is not his shirt, and therefore he stitches it back together. Ukshiyavu lebeisai, when he gets back to Shimon, machzer lei chalukai v'nais lei demekarei. He gives him back the shirt, and he pays him the difference in price for what it's worth now that it was torn and sewn back together. V'mloi haidiyai, however, if Reuven never told Shimon why he wanted to borrow the shirt, so Shimon didn't know that Reuven was going to visit his sick father, so then I raise it leigaboy, so then even if Reuven sees that his father died, he's not allowed to touch the shirt because it's not his. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, if a person's sick and one of his relatives died, so we don't inform him, it could be dangerous for him if he finds out about his relative's patira. And as a result, we don't tear kri in front of him, and we make sure the women stay quiet in front of him. Another halacha, umekarim the katan b'nei agmas nefesh, even though a katan doesn't have dini avelos, if he loses one of his relatives, so we do tear kriya for him, just because that causes agmas nefesh by others, which we want to arouse. V'kairin al-chama v'al-chamaisa, another halacha is that if a person loses his father-in-law or his mother-in-law, he tears kriya, b'nei kfayt ishta, he outscovered for his wife. V'amra papa, tana be'evo rabasi, we learned in evo rabasi, in mesachas machis, that avil lo yaniach tinek b'tzaycheikai, that an avil is not supposed to hold his child in his lap, it causes him simcha, and that's going to cause him to look disgusting in the eyes of others. They'll see, oh look, this person doesn't care about his relative, he's not crying, he looks like he's happy, and therefore we say he's not allowed to hold his child. The Mishnah said, the non-relatives, so they're not allowed to eat on the Suda Savra unless it's on a bed that's standing straight up. Not like the Avelim that eat on turned over beds. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, that a Hailich Lebeis Avel, if someone goes to a Beis Avel, so if he's very close friends with the Avel, so then he could eat like the Avel, he eats the Suda Savra on a turned over bed because he's together with the Avel, he's good friends with him. Vimlav, however, if he's not very close with him, so then you have Ruhu Amita Izakufais, so then he eats on a bed that's standing straight up. And says the Gemara story that Rava Isra be Milsa, that Rava he became an Avo, and Ali Gabe Abba Bar Marto, Abba Bar Marto went to visit him, Du Abba Bar Manumi, and Rava Zakev and Abba Bar Marto Kafe. Rava put the bed straight up because he felt that Abba Bar Marto wasn't such a close friend, and Abba Bar Marto was Kafe. He flipped it back over. He considered himself a good friend. And Amma, Rava commented, and he said, Kama Les Beidaita Lahait Sorba Mirabanan, that this Rav has no das, meaning he's saying that he doesn't know the halacha. He's not such a close friend, and therefore the bed's supposed to be straight up. Oh, you're right.